welcome back to the Curious Kid Podcast. Our podcast got an interesting message on Twitter from a fan in New Haven, Connecticut. Her name is Shannon, and she said, "I can't wait to listen to the podcast with my kids if they ever stop playing Minecraft." Well, when we got this tweet, we told Shannon to check out our podcast and let us know what her kids are curious about. Guess what? They listened, and then she let us know that her two kids, Sydney, age 9, and Alex, age 6, are curious about something, and she also told us that we make an adorable podcast team.
She's right, we are adorable.
Tell everyone what we are getting curious about this week.
Sydney and Alex want us to get curious about farms.
That's a fantastic idea, so let's get to it. A farm is land that is used to produce food or other crops. There are so many different types of farms.
An orchard is a farm that makes fruit and nuts.
A vineyard is a farm that makes grapes.
A stable is a farm that raises and trains horses.
A plantation is a farm that makes crops like coffee, cotton, or sugarcane.
A dairy farm is where they make milk and other dairy products.
And there are so many other farms, like fish farms that raise fish, or poultry farms that raise chickens and turkeys and gather eggs. There are even farms called subsistence farms. These farms are used to supply food to a single family of farmers so they can get all of their food and nutrition on their own farm. Most farms are not subsistence farms, though.
Most farms are commercial farms. They are used to make money for the farmers by selling crops.
And farming is big business. The United States has 2.1 million farms. There is more farmland in the United States than any other country, followed by India, China, Russia, and Brazil.
Texas has more farms than all the other states, and it's not close.
That's right. Missouri and Iowa are second and third on that list, and Texas has more farmland than those two states combined. 14% of the farmland in the entire country is in Texas. Okay, we are going to start breaking down some of the crops produced on farms. But before we do, let's get to the question of the week. We all know the farm animals. One of the farm animals is super smart, probably smarter than you may think. This farm animal is considered the fourth most intelligent animal, just behind chimpanzees, dolphins, and elephants.
Which farm animal is the fourth most intelligent animal?
That's a fun question. So let's start off with the most valuable crop made in the United States.
The United States makes over $50 billion of corn each year.
That is a lot of corn. Corn is grown in all 50 of the U.S. states.
The corn doesn't only feed humans. Animals love to eat corn too.
Have you ever tried to walk through a corn maze before?
Yes, and sometimes it's hard to find the way out.
It can be hard, because corn stalks can grow really tall.
Corn stalks can be more than 20 feet tall.
That's unbelievable. Corn, of course, is a food, but it's also used to make some things we may not think of, like soap, paper, paint, and crayons.
Let's talk about cotton, too.
Sure thing. The United States is third in the world in cotton production, behind China and India.
Cotton is usually used to make clothes.
When cotton is produced, it is packed into cotton bales. A single cotton bale has enough cotton to make more than 1,200 t-shirts.
How about we talk about some of the foods that's made on farms?
Sure, we get apples from farms.
I love picking apples.
It's so much fun, and we have the same favorite apple.
They have a funny name, Granny Smith apples.
Yum. Well, 60% of apples eaten in the United States come from Washington State. Do you know the top crop here in New Jersey?
It's tomatoes.
You're right. Tomatoes are the top crop in New Jersey, as well as Indiana, Ohio, and Tennessee. There is an interesting story about tomatoes in New Jersey. About 200 years ago, many people thought tomatoes were poisonous. There was a man by the name of Robert Gibbon Johnson. He wanted to prove to the people of New Jersey that tomatoes were not poisonous. So he went to the Salem County Courthouse and ate a whole bucket of tomatoes. Guess what happened?
He was fine. Nothing happened.
Exactly. The people that watched him do this thought he would get really sick, but he was okay, because tomatoes are not poisonous.
I don't like tomatoes, so I still act like they're poisonous.
That's true. Here's another interesting fact. Georgia is called the Peach State, but guess what?
The top crop in Georgia is peanuts.
I never would have guessed.
And the top crop in Delaware is watermelon.
That's another one that surprises me. I'll tell you which state has the best top crop. It has to be Vermont, where maple syrup is their biggest crop. Yummy! Do you want to take a guess at how many glasses of milk the average cow can make in a day?
More than 100.
Well, the correct answer is about 90 glasses per day. That's a lot of milk.
Farms are so interesting, and we're so lucky to have farms.
We are. We need to support our local farms and farmers. They do some great work. How about you take a guess at what you think is the smartest farm animal and fourth smartest animal overall?
I think the smartest farm animal is pigs. Oink, oink.
You're right. The correct answer is pigs. This came as a surprise to me. Another interesting fact about pigs. They can run as fast as 11 miles per hour, which is about 18 kilometers per hour. That's much faster than Olivia and I can run. Well, that does it for episode 25.
Goodbye. Thank you for listening to this week's podcast on farms.
Great job, Olivia. Thanks again to Sydney and Alex for the amazing suggestion. Don't forget to check out our season 1 wrap-up episode and trivia contest next week. If you have a suggestion for a future episode, reach out to us at curiouskidpodcast@gmail.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. As always, thank you so much for listening and getting curious with us.